Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I encourage everybody to go to the Devil Radio app, Devil Radio website, and find the app. Download it. Download it from there, the Google Store, Apple Store. Carry Devil Radio 24-7, wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. Also, we have a link on our website. It says, support Devil Radio. Many of you have been kind enough to call in and say you want to support us. This tells you how you can, all the ways you can. Final thing I'll say right now is with the political season coming up, there are going to be multiple primaries, multiple candidate primaries for lieutenant governor, treasurer, Congress over in the 3rd Congressional District, state Senate seats, assembly seats, all over. There are county board seats, aldermanic seats, especially in the larger cities, even though sometimes special elections, that kind of thing. Going forward, the cheapest and most effective thing you can do, the silver bullet, is advertise on Devil Radio. The packages are very, very cheap. Cheap is a bad word because it says it has no value. No, they're very low cost, very low cost. And Devil Radio professionally can help get it together, help produce it, and also write some of it if you want them to. You tell them what you want. And you're out there, suddenly your name, your message is going out to the hardcore of Democratic voters in this state, legislators, judges, and everybody else. Your name will be mentioned at conventions and all of this. You'll be in the mix. If you are invisible running for office, you don't exist. You're not going to win. You might as well not do it. This is the most cost-effective way you can do it. Okay, I want to get back to some of the things we were talking about. Where do we go from here in Afghanistan? And frankly, where do we go here as a Democratic Party? We were brought in to clean up Trump's mess, a crooked administration that was isolationist, took us out of many world affairs, encouraged the Russians, Chinese, and the jihadists. That has got to be reversed. From now till the end of time, our message from America has got to be, we are ascendant. We are the sheriff in this world. We're not going to get into wars. We're going to use local people. But we have a constitution and values that are centered around the separation of church and state. That is the greatest innovation in the history of political theory. And we are not going to tolerate interference with it. And it now is all over Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Nowhere else. Not in Africa, not in jihadist countries, not in Asia. We are not going to admit or say that somehow there's moral equivalency in all these systems. There is not. There is not. In the terror groups like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Taliban, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram have got to be exterminated. There are Islamic governments in Turkey, Egypt, for instance, Saudi Arabia, at least you can talk with them and negotiate with them. They are all afraid of those groups I just mentioned. One reason that Jamal Khashoggi was chainsaw Charlie, took the chainsaw to him in the Saudi embassy in Istanbul was because he was supported by the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is out, like a lot of these other groups, to overturn a lot of governments. We cannot have that. So the point is, we have some allies in the mainstream Islamic governments. There should be no Islamic governments. We should have all governments. I don't care what they call them. They can be Islamic governments, but they should be devoted to the separation of church and state. Instead, you get murder. And what's happened here is that the Republican Party went isolationist, hurt us and the rest of the world. I don't want to see us go isolationist as a Democratic Party. And that is the signal that is being sent right now by us, the Democratic Party, by getting out the way we did, giving a deadline, letting these people slowly but surely in all of the provinces into Kabul, murder people. And we didn't murder them. We just said, we're going to get out. Would you please help us get to the airport? That's the wrong way to go. That's isolationist. I don't want to see that happen anymore. Okay, well, a lot more to talk about, a lot more to talk about. Here's another very distant consequence of what I'm talking about. You've heard of Havana syndrome. Some of our diplomats in Havana suddenly got very sick. They had neurological damage. They had headaches. They had nausea. Some of them had to retire. They couldn't work anymore. And it turns out that they've looked at this, and it's very similar. Some of the neurological diagnoses of these people are, it's very similar to shock waves you get from an explosion. They're being attacked using radio frequency energy, like microwave radiation. Somebody's doing it. Now they've doing it a lot of other places. Our diplomats in Poland, Taiwan, Georgia, the country of Georgia, Washington, D.C., China, Russia, and Austria have all been attacked that way. And you know what the single characteristic that's most prevalent among all of them? They were intel officers or diplomats involved in Russian issues. There's very little doubt that Russia has found a way to harness and to attack using radio frequency energy like microwave radiation. This is a very real problem. Now, what do we do? Some of it comes in the living quarters of where these people live. They have found a way to penetrate those, or somehow, I don't know whether it's in the walls, but they get it in, they get them. What do we do? We can do worse to their diplomats. I mean, is that what you do? Do you want to start a war? No. Our submarines are dominant. We could sink every Russian submarine, they're sad, pitiful submarines, in 10 minutes. Are we going to do that? No. What are we going to do? There has to be a response. So far, Biden has appropriately leveled up economic sanctions against them for what they did with Navalny, the opposition leader whom they throw in prison, and for their assassinations in Berlin and London, for their seizing of Crimea, which belonged to Ukraine. It's all very good. He can strangle them some more. Right now, he has prohibited American banks from buying bonds that are denominated in rubles. That's hurt them badly. If he said American banks can't buy any Russian bond at all, however it's denominated, and give them no working capital, he would cause a crisis over there. At some point, they retaliate militarily. When Gorbachev and Yeltsin were there, you could negotiate with them, you could talk to them. The people there are very good. I spent a little time in Moscow and St. Petersburg in 1997 with a delegation from the Justice Department, having talks with Russian parliamentarians, prosecutors, and lawyers about the American legal system, how they might want to change theirs because there was a thaw under Gorbachev. Remember, they tore down the wall in 89 in Berlin. Under Gorbachev, he broke up the Soviet Union, and Russia now is just a country. It's not a union. Yeltsin came in, first democratically elected leader. It's all good. Now we have Putin. Putin's a murderer, a thief. He's mimicked all of the indicators of communism, except not calling it that. So how do you deal with them? Don't want a war, but you cannot have our diplomats in all of these countries, in Havana, Cuba, in Poland, Taiwan, Georgia, Washington, D.C., China, Russia, Austria, some of them having neurological damage and having to retire. I think that you increase sanctions considerably. Financial sanctions, their only product is oil, is fuel, gas. That's all it is. We can block it. We've let them know if they hack again into our systems here, we can close down their pipeline from Siberia. We could do that tomorrow. Now, at some point, when you cripple a country, they may think the only way they can respond is militarily. This has to be done carefully and by experts in the State Department and the CIA. But there should be some pain inflicted, considerable pain. And that includes towards some of their agents around the world, expulsion of them, some of them here. They are an international skunk and a pariah. They're seen that way in Europe. And you should be aware that this is going on. all of these diplomats, I shouldn't say all, but the vast, vast majority were working on Russian issues. They were not working on China issues. They weren't working on Japanese issues. They weren't working on third world issues. But that is what they were working on. Okay, some more good news. Some more good news. The foreign lobbyists, most people don't realize this. And you'll ask, how can this be done legally? Foreign lobbyists donated more than $33 million to candidates in the 2020 elections, mostly Republicans. Now you might say, Matt, it's illegal for foreigners to donate to our candidates. And you're right. Here are the weasel words. Foreign nationals are prohibited from donating. Agents of foreign nationals are not. That is wrong. So what happens is, you know, somebody who's in France or Russia or China or Britain can't go, okay, I like this guy going for Congress in America, I'm going to send him a grant. That's illegal. It's actually a felony. But a government in these countries can hire a law firm or a lobbying firm in Washington, and the lobbying firm or the law firm can give, you know, 500 grand, a million. And they say, well, now that's coming from you, right? Not from them, right? Oh yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Give me a break. No one ever checks their bills. Do you really think that a law firm or a lobbying firm in Washington is just doing this and eating it? Do you ever meet these people? I've met them. They would kill their grandmothers for a bottle of horseradish. They do not care. This is being passed on to foreign nationals. That loophole has got to be cleared up. Got to be cleared up. More than $33 million contributed in 2020 alone on the interests of foreign people. I'm going to break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. Short break. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.